Tuesday, January 16th. All day, I've been depressed and feeling like a complete and utter failure. After that mental beatdown by Mackenzie during the newspaper meeting, my self-esteem is pretty much pulverized. Chloe and Zoe must have sensed I was really down in the dumps, because during library, they kept needling me about why I had changed my mind about joining the newspaper staff. Finally, I broke down and told them the truth. Well, part of the truth, anyway. Mackenzie had single-handedly gotten me kicked out before I'd even had a chance to get in. And Zimmerman was a certified Looney Tune. Well, Chloe and Zoe weren't having it. And boy, were those two totally ticked off.
Nuh-uh. We're not going to just stand by and let our kind, but socially challenged, BFF be picked on and treated like a sniveling pushover by some egotistical, fashion-obsessed diva.
Sorry, girlfriend, but even insecure scaredy pants with low self-esteem totally deserve to be treated with kindness and respect, Nikki. I just stared at them in disbelief. I could not believe they had actually said all of that.
OMG! Those were two of the nicest compliments I'd ever received in my entire life.
I do not deserve friends like Chloe and Zoe. They're like the best friends ever. They marched me right over to Zimmerman's classroom. Then they both looked me in the eye and said if I didn't get in there and demand a position on the newspaper, they were going to kick my butt. It was so funny. Because, of course, they were joking. I think. As I stood outside Zimmerman's door, it was reassuring to know my BFFs had my back and were there gently cheering me on.
Now get in there!
OMG, I was so nervous. I was practically shaking. I felt like I was Dorothy going to visit that scary Wizard of Oz guy or something. When Zimmerman saw me walk in, he just muttered, "So, I hope you finally made it to the bathroom." Actually, I didn't. I'm here because you missed me when you assigned jobs at the last newspaper meeting. Somehow, my name got accidentally crossed off the list or something. See, it's right here. I handed him the paper.
"Is that so?"
Zimmerman read it over and then glanced up at the board.
"Looks like you're right. The only problem is there's no more room for you. I had two additional people join yesterday, and I made them Lauren's assistants. Now maybe she'll be able to get my coffee to me before it gets cold."
"There has to be something I can do," I pleaded. "To be honest, I have this big problem, and the only way I can straighten it out is to get on the newspaper staff. My friends are counting on me, and I don't want to let them down. Please."
"Hey, slow your roll, kiddo. I feel your pain, but I'm really sorry."
Zimmerman popped three candies into his mouth and munched on them loudly while checking his watch.
I could not believe this guy. What a cruddy teacher. I had come to him with a problem, and he had the nerve to just sit there and ignore me like I was one of his empty coffee cups.
"Well, thanks for talking to me." I sighed loudly and turned to leave as I blinked back a wave of tears. Zimmerman suddenly leaned back in his chair, stared into space, and scratched his fuzzy chin.
"Hold on.
I might have something for you, Sparky.
But it's gonna be a lot of work. We're going to bring back the WCD advice column, just for you."
"Advice column? Just for me?" I stammered. My anger melted and was quickly replaced by raging insecurity. I was back to being a sniveling rookie.
"You mean I'll be doing this all alone? With no mentor?"
"That's right," he answered. "I have a feeling you have the spunk to pull it off. Either that or you'll single-handedly destroy the newspaper's reputation and give me a heart attack. But you wouldn't do that to me, would you, Sparky?"
"Well, I don't know," I gulped.
"Of course you wouldn't."
"I'm not that good at dishing out advice.
What if kids don't like my answers? They might get mad at me and say nasty things. There's always that possibility, so when you write, you might want to use a pseudonym. Okay, but I don't think I have one. Is that like a computer? Zimmerman chuckled. Spocky. You remind me a lot of myself when I was just getting started. Not much knowledge, but a lot of heart. No, it's not a computer. It's just a pen name. Oh, I get it. Pseudonym is a brand of ink pens. Zimmerman looked annoyed and popped two candies into his mouth. Okay, let's start over. Now pay close attention, Sparky. Pseudonym is just a fancy word for writing with a phony name. You know, so your readers won't harass you, hunt you down, or send you gross stuff in the mail. You'd never believe the stuff I've gotten in the mail from disgruntled readers. Of course, Lorne and I will keep your identity a secret, and we'll tell the staff you're our new assistant. Oh, now I understand. I'll need to make up a catchy name. Exactly. See that bottom drawer of my file cabinet? Your stuff will be under lock and key in a black metal box. Check there tomorrow morning and you'll find everything you need to get started. Thanks, Mr. Zimmerman. You have no idea how much this means to... Now get out of my classroom. I have something important to do. SpongeBob comes on in 2 minutes. You know, he's the last great American hero. He waved his hand to shoo me away. Good luck, kiddo. His royal kookiness had spoken. Starting tomorrow, I was going to become the WCD version of Dr. Phil. But with hoop earrings, lip gloss, a few pimples, and most dangerously, no experience whatsoever. And if I screwed up, it was gonna be off with my head. I was so excited. I did my Snoopy happy dance all the way back to the library. Chloe and Zoe are going to be super proud of me. Am I qualified to give advice to my peers? Of course not. I can't even decide on milk or OJ in the morning. But when my gut tells me something, it's usually right. So I'll do my very best to help people not mess up their lives. Guts don't fail me now. Ew. That sounded kind of gross, didn't it? Anyway, I'm about to make a major comeback. And not even the evil forces of the Diva of Doom, also known as Mackenzie, can stop me.